This recording, Costa Rica 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. One of the things that I really miss when I'm here in the US, because I've been living here for quite a while, is going out to dance. Just going out. I'm used to doing it at least once a week when I'm at home. But here, life is really busy, really fast. Schedules are very complicated. And you're always trying to get somewhere, to get something done. Meeting deadlines and trying to get back home so that you can get some sleep. And it's crazy how I forget about what I love doing when I'm back at home. And I forget how important it is for myself, for my heart, for my well-being. It just goes away. And there are these tiny moments that come really unexpectedly. Maybe I'm with friends. Maybe I'm at a show. Maybe I decide to go out, not even to a dance club, but even to a bar. And I kind of get a little memory of what it is like to just go out with friends, enjoy the night, enjoy the sky, enjoy a drink if you may. Enjoy the band playing salsa, bachata, or playing boleros, which are the love of my life. And if there's someone you feel like asking out to dance, walking up to her and having a dance together and just improvising and experiencing what it is like to be body to body, face to face. Maybe you know the person, maybe you don't have a clue who this person is, but usually you get a lot of that information just by dancing with that person.
El mundo da tantas vueltas que parece no moverse. Pensé decirlo, pero preferí, de copiloto, verte manejar en círculos por el estacionamiento.